This is the I Am a Mainframer podcast, brought to you by the Linux Foundation's Open Mainframe Project. Episodes explore the careers of mainframe professionals and offer insights into the industry and technology. Now your host, Senior Analyst and Vice President of Sales and Business Development at Futurum Research, Stephen Dickens.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the I Am a Mainframer podcast. My name is John Mertik. I'm here in place of our regular host, Stephen Dickens, who is away on business. And I have the great luxury and honor of speaking to Salazu Ali, who is in the past one of the mentees of the Open Mainframe Project mentorship and internship program. Welcome, Salazu.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Hello, everyone. So I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. So let's start by giving folks a little bit of background on yourself, how you came to the mainframe, and a little bit of your journey so far.
Yes. Okay. Just like John mentioned, my name is Salazu Ali. So I am finally a medical student living here in Kano, Nigeria. I am studying in Bayero University, Kano. So I came across the mainframe through IBM Master the Mainframe back in 2017. So I have been participating in the contest for 3 years before I came to Open Mainframe Project. I actually discovered Open Mainframe Project when I was curious about an internship in the mainframe space. So I did some Google search, and that's how I get to the Open Mainframe Project. And it is an exciting journey for me because when I first came into the mainframe, Open Mainframe Project space, I was looking forward to learning more about the mainframe, but I don't have an idea who to contact or where to go first. So I started by joining the Ambitious Project, where I attended 1 or 2 meetings. And then I tried to talk to some members in the Open Mainframe Project, particularly, sorry, I forgot the name. Okay, his name is Joe.
The guy running Joe
Bostian,
I think, correct?
Yeah, Joe Bostian, yes. So I tried to send him a DM, and he was like, okay, a good start for you is the the mentorship program. And I applied for the mentorship program. That's how I got here.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, you've definitely found your way into the mainframe ecosystem, but let's back up some. How did mainframe even get on your radar? Like, how did you run into saying mainframe is something interesting that I want to learn more about and get involved with?
Yes. So actually, coming from Nigeria, mainframe is not like a common topic everywhere.
No.
Even though I'm not studying computer science, but I came across it through the IBM Master the Mainframe contest. In the first place, I just took it as a contest, nothing more than that. But I got the opportunity to be sponsored by IBM to attend one of their conferences in South Africa. I was taken into the IBM data center in one of their offices there. I was given a tour of the mainframe. That was when I developed an interest into mainframe. I was just amazed by how well designed the mainframe is. And I had a lot of things that I couldn't even comprehend at that moment. So I told myself, this is like a good start for me. Since I have seen the mainframe, I know what it is. Let me just go back home and start studying it. And just like I said, I did talk to Joe Bastian. The first thing he did was to send me some books to study. And I actually studied a lot of them, even though not completely, but I learned 1 or 2 things from studying those books.
Well, that's awesome. So it's almost like you just sort of tripped into it. You were just kind of seeing, let's see some interesting things to take part of. And this Master the Mainframe just happened to show up on your search, and it just opened up a whole box of learning about this industry.
Yes, that's very true. I was just curious on what I want, something to do while still studying in school. So I was just doing some Google searches, looking for opportunities. And then I came across a website called Opportunities for Africans. That's when I came across the contest, and that's what leads to the mainframe.
That's awesome. So as you have learned more and more about the mainframe, what has impressed you about it? What has stood out of saying, wow, this is really unique. This is really cool. And this is, you know, definitely different than, you know, other computing infrastructure out there.
Yes, actually, a lot of things stood out. But let me just go with the simple idea of I have a machine that is running a lot of the transactions, the daily transactions I do. For example, going to the ATM and just withdrawing money, and then definitely something is going on behind that machine. And I came to learn, okay, such kind of transactions have been processed by the mainframe. My airline tickets, by simply just going to a website and booking my tickets, such things are stored on the mainframe. I really became curious when I heard that the mainframe is like the number of transactions processed by the mainframe per seconds or per minute is like very, very high compared to normal PCs we have here. So a lot of things like the availability, the mainframe is there 24/7. It's up and running, and then there's a high sense of security, and then it's running a lot of transactions at the same time. I became impressed, and I was like curious. I would like to know more about this machine.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's really interesting how you just kind of start down that journey path, and you just find all sorts of interesting tidbits and things about it, and it just you know becomes just so interesting. So you got involved, you got through the Master of the Mainframe program, you went from there to getting involved with the Ambitus project and getting involved there of being a mentor. Where are you at now with the mainframe? Like, where are you at now in this industry? What are you doing today?
All right. So as it stands, I have joined the journey to modernize the mainframe. I'm currently working on Zebra, which is like an open source project for monitoring mainframe performance using RMF data. So this project is under Zoe, which is a project under Open Mainframe Project. So one thing I've learned, the journey has been for like 2 years. We started 2020 with the mentorship program, and we have continued as an incubator in 2021 and 2022. So for me, it has been a wonderful journey. I have learned a lot about the mainframe. I have come to understand so many new concepts. And for me to see mainframe data being harvested and put into open source programs like Grafana and Prometheus, it's just an exciting journey for me. So that's where I am currently. I'm an open source contributor contributing toward mainframe modernization.
So let's talk about open source contributor. What has that been like? I mean, is this something you've done in other realms before? Or is with the mainframe is also your first jump into being an open source contributor?
Yes. So I think it will surprise you to know that until before I came to Open Mainframe Project, I had no idea what GitHub is. I've never created a pull request. But when I came to Open Mainframe Project, like I was saying, I started with the Ambitus project. I'll normally go to the GitHub just to check my name under the attendance because at that time, Joe Bastian was like keeping the meeting minutes. So he would just write the name of people that attend. So I was just going there trying to see what is GitHub. I started learning what GitHub is. And when I got accepted into the mainframe, my mentor, Alex, was one of the people that put me through GitHub. And as it stands today, I'm still learning one or two things new about GitHub almost every day. So the journey was like, it was when I came to Open Mainframe Project, that was when I got involved in open source. And I have been contributing to open source. I think the only project I have contributed to so far is the Zoe project and the COBOL programming course. I tried to do something which was at the beginning, but yeah, with time I couldn't cope, but I have been contributing so far to Zebra.
Well, that's awesome. And you know, I've been using GitHub for a lot of years, and I learn something new about GitHub every day too. So don't at all feel like you're behind the curve at all. So, you know, I'm sure that you've, you know, talked to friends and classmates and folks like that about you being involved in the Open Mainframe Project and the open source community around mainframe. As you've talked to them, what has there been reactions? How do you talk about it to them?
Well, actually, I did talk to them, and the benefit I got from participating in the mainframe community also speaks to them. Let me talk about when I first went to contest and got to travel out of the country. Most of my friends were like curious, okay, what is this mainframe? And I got 102 to participate, including at home with my brother. My brother was also excited to know what is this mainframe about. So I told them about it, and I got like my brother and 102 classmates to get into the mainframe. We participated in Master the Mainframe together in 2020 and 2019 as well. But along the way, I lost my friends to blockchain, but my brother is still on the mainframe.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And your brother, I think, was also a mentee at one point, wasn't
he? Yes, my brother was also a mentee of the Open Mainframe project.
That's awesome. And I think that's like the only one of the only family pairs we have here that, you know, one brother. Is it your older or younger brother?
No, my younger brother.
Okay. So you've been the good older brother and brought your younger brother into mainframe as well. That's so awesome. So as you look at sort of participating in the Open Mainframe project, participating in this open source community on mainframe and projects like Zoe, what would you like to see come out of projects like that that you think could benefit you, but also more people like you, people from Nigeria, friends, you know, similar people of your age group, things like that? What would you like to see?
Well, actually, it benefits us a lot. Let me start by the fact that it is remote, so you don't have to go anywhere. You can just sit down from the comfort of your room and contribute. And while doing so, every day you are learning something new. You are building your resume, you are building your portfolio. And then as for the project, it is like creating an easier way for people to work with the mainframe. So not everybody is conversant with going into the mainframe using the old languages to harvest data. So, but by simply using a project on GitHub, just not npm start, just do some configurations and you'll be able to plot your charts in real time with Grafana. I think that is the work of mainframe newcomers into the mainframe as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it's almost kind of marrying some of the technologies that are outside the mainframe or come from outside the mainframe, yes, and bringing them in to really, you know, help strengthen that ecosystem. That's excellent. So, you know, we're kind of getting on the back end of the interview here, and you know, if you were, you know, and you've probably told this to your brother already, but let's say, you know, if you'd go talk to someone else about getting involved in this industry, just even the broad IT industry, or maybe even specific of mainframe, you know, if you were going back and telling someone, what would you tell them? Like, what would you tell them to think about? What would you tell them to be prepared for? You know, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think the advice I give to myself and some of the people that I've talked to is like, the mainframe is an interesting area, but it is wide as well. You can't learn everything overnight, and it will take some time for you to see results. But it is a very interesting area. Let's say you are working on a machine that is running transactions from banks, airlines, from your so many other things, so it will take time to learn. So there will be a lot of patience involved. You have to be patient. You have to involve yourself. For example, I have been with the OMP contributing to open source for 2 years. It has not been a smooth journey because I'm still going to school while working at the same time. But every time I get a chance, I try to do something and contribute. So that has helped me a lot. So the mainframe is just interesting. Anyone is welcome, but patience will be required before you get to where you want to be.
Patience and persistence. I think that's great advice for anyone. It doesn't come all at once, especially an ecosystem with such richness and such history. But being able to have that patience, I think that's really good advice. Well, this has been a great conversation, Salzu. It's been a while since we've chatted, and it's great to hear that things are going great for you. I think you're in the final year of university, so you should be graduating at the end of this calendar year or the next calendar year?
Sometime hopefully before May 2024.
Okay. Awesome. Well, congratulations and good luck on all of your studies. It's been great speaking with you, and, you know, excited to see you continue to be involved in our mainframe community.
All right. Thank you. It has been nice speaking to you too.
Excellent. Well, this was Salazu Ali, one of our former mentees with our Open Mainframe Project mentorship program. If you're listening to this, you know, our mentorship program is going to be open for summer coming up here in the next couple weeks. You can go check out, learn more about it at the Open Mainframe Project website and see a number of the great projects that you could potentially be a mentee for. With that, thank you everyone for listening to this episode of I Am a Mainframer. My name is John Murtick, sitting in for Stephen Dickens. We'll hopefully hear back from him next time. But if not, it's been great speaking with you all. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to I Am a Mainframer. Liked what you heard? Subscribe to get every episode or watch us online at openmainframeproject.org. Until next time, this is the I Am a Mainframer podcast. Insights for today's mainframe professionals.